a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Or reconvene, if you will. Just a reminder that today at noon is a cutoff for general bill amendments. I understand we have at least 50 so far, so and the money is not so plentiful. So anyone missing this deadline will have to talk to me before, but don't count on it. So noon today, and then we'll convene it tomorrow at 10 to start addressing amendments. Chair would entertain a motion regarding revenue projections.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Subcommittee on Revenue Projections met just a few minutes ago, and there's going to be two motions, one for 2013, fiscal year 2013, and one for 14. I might review a little bit about what transpired and so on. The bottom line is the revenue for 2013 is composed of $1,262,682,862, and then we have some one-time receipts of $86,489,090 for the grand total of $1,349,971. That's a big number for a rancher.
13. This is for. We rounded that number.
If anybody would like any of the line items discussed, I'd be happy to do that. But the BF&M and LRC were amazingly close on their projections, and they are projected in a different manner. So, which I think just kind of confirms that I think that they're on the same page on the direction that we're going to go with the revenue. So. I would make that motion. I think we have a second, don't we?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adopt the numbers for FY 13. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Teewood.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I, again, want to thank you for your allowing us to meet with the subcommittee this morning to find out some of the rationale for the number selected. We agree there was not much difference between Bureau of Finance Management and Legislative Research Council numbers. Both of them took it from a different approach but came very close. But there were some differences between some of the numbers, and so hearing that discussion again helped reaffirm where we want to go. And I agree with taking the more conservative number, even though it's not that much different. But again, thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
Any further discussion? Secretary, call the vote.
Sutton? Aye. Jones?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Hawley?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Mickelson? Hager?
Aye.
Werner? I'm sorry, Werner?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Cheetahman?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Ramkema?
Aye.
It's 18. My 17, I'm sorry.
Having received sufficient votes, the revenue estimates for FY 13 are adopted. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The numbers we came up for 2014 were the total. $1,320,623,495, and then you have one-time receipts of $24,245,000 on the unclaimed property, and then we projected a reduction in the ongoing bank franchise tax of $16 million, and so that's a subtotal of one-time receipts of $7,603,052. So grand total for the fiscal year 14 revenues is $1,328,226,547. I would make that motion at this point to adopt it.
Second.
Is there a second? Motion made second to adopt FY 14 budget projections, or is there discussion? Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. There was some discussion on this in the subcommittee, and as a personal opinion, just for the record, I would have liked to seen us go a different route as regarding the property tax reduction, which is mainly funded by video lottery. I think we're taking a little too conservative a number there, and it would have been nice to come to the middle on this one a little bit, as South Dakota typically does. So with that, I would leave it up for any other discussion.
Any further discussion? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And even though I agree with the good senator from down in rodeo country, I do feel that I like the conservative number. Looking at the moisture conditions across the state, I'm still concerned about the revenue coming in from the agricultural sector. We're going into this year with zero moisture in the bank because we had zero moisture last fall. Very imperative that we get these moistures this coming year. I think the other explanation in looking at the difference between BFM and LRC on the sales and use tax is that one accounted for the minus $2.5 million roughly that we have on the revenue coming in and taking care of the retailers. And so, again, this number that would be proposed to be adopted does subtract that $2.5 million from the LRC projections. So, I'd ask the committee to support this number and that we move forward.
Any further discussion? Senator Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Listening to the senator from Brookings, I loved your statement about we must get more moisture next year. How will the legislature do that exactly?
It comes with a lot of prayer.
Mr. Chairman, if there's anyone who needs it, it's the members of this body, so I can appreciate you.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator, Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I would take this opportunity to remind the committee that the similar conservative approach we adopted a year ago did lead to $47 million going into reserves last year. And also that the crop insurance deadline has passed and we have locked in some really good prices and get revenue guarantees, yield and revenue guarantees for all grains. I realize that doesn't help the livestock farmer looking for hay, but a very large part of our livestock, of our ag, total revenue is already locked in for the year, no matter if it rains or not. And livestock prices are what they are. So I think we can keep those good things in mind as we're looking to complete our budget this week. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Secretary, call the vote.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Hawley?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Mickelson? Warner?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Cheetahman?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Romkema?
Aye.
17.
Before we do the gavel, just a point of order, if you wouldn't mind, I did have a comment to make on the bottom of the FY14 budget. I did, we did have a discussion upstairs about the putting a caveat or a footnote on the bottom of this report. So not that we adopted the numbers, but I would like to put a footnote on the bottom talking about the revenue implications in 15 and ask that LRC meet with BFM to put that footnote together with the accurate numbers of what is could transpire on the floor of the House today. Excuse me, 51.
Having received sufficient votes, our revenue projections for FY14 are hereby adopted. Did I call? Yeah. Chair, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.